welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zunkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you are looking to massively uplevel your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hello, gorgeous, gorgeous souls. It is Catherine from manifestationbabe.com. How is everyone today? Those of you listening on the podcast, I decided to live stream this episode as well. So bear with me while I try to figure out how to pin this comment. There you go. Yay. Okay. So happy, happy Monday. I mean, depending on where you are in the world and what time you're listening, because as of right now, it is already Tuesday, October 16th at 6 in the morning in Dubai. And I know that in Los Angeles, I'm assuming it's about 7 p.m., which I never go live at this time. And I also never podcast so late in the evening. So those of you who are live with me, hello, hello, hello. It is apparently still my birthday in the United States. So I'm going to go ahead and keep celebrating. But as of Dubai time, my birthday is already over. So sad. So I am currently in Dubai with Brennan, and it has been such a dream coming here, especially since I haven't been here in 5 years. So 5 years ago, those of you who know me and know my story and know my obsession with traveling, I made my way to Dubai when I was a junior in college, earning about $100 a week, working at the movie theater, going to school, like not just full-time, but over full-time. So I was taking, I think like full-time was 15 credits. And then I was taking 18 credits, working 30 hours a week, saving every single penny to travel the world. Like every single penny. In fact, funny story, you guys all know me as like the money mindset go-to person now, because I've been able to transform my money mindset and transform my finances in such a grand way. And I know so many of you have taken my Rich Bay program and have had your finances transformed in the Rich Bay program as well. But to give you a little bit of a perspective of how far I've come, you guys, I remember when we were saving up for all of our travels, me and my ex-boyfriend, there was a time where he literally used $3. Like he took $3 out of his wallet, because I remember every single week we'd go to the bank and we would deposit our checks and make sure it sits in our bank account untouched for our traveling. Because we in college went together to Europe. So we went to Italy, we went to France, we went to Dubai, we went to Thailand, we went to Dominican Republic, a few other countries. I think we went to a total of 8 different countries on our $100 a week, me earning $100, him earning about $100 per week income. And I remember, like, we were just so, like, just never touching that money. I mean, I don't think I ever ate out once in college. I don't think I ever did anything fun, you know, during the school year because I was so committed to traveling the world. That was, like, my absolute commitment. And I remember there was a time where he, after depositing his check, he, like, withdrew, I don't remember how much it was, I think, like, $20, somehow got $3 out of that $20 bill. I think he, like, I don't even remember how he had just three singles. And he told me that he was going to use it on a hamburger at, I think it was like McDonald's or Burger King or wherever, whatever was open at Gig Harbor at that time. And I flipped out, you guys. I literally caused such a big scene over $3. Like, the poor man was hungry and I caused such a scene because I was like, no, that is $3 that we could have been using for Dubai. That's $3 we could have been using for this place or that place. Or whatever. That's how crazy I was. And so being back here is so interesting because I remember being this budget traveler and being this broke college student, just so dedicated to seeing the world and just having this vision of life unlike anyone else in my school, unlike anyone else that I knew. None of my friends were traveling the world that in the way that I was traveling, and I didn't care. I just remember, you know, telling myself, like, don't listen to other people's opinions, don't listen to other people's advice, don't do what everyone else is doing, girl, just do you. And I think that that was really the spark of where my journey to success began. Like, I learned how to commit to my vision, my goals, and my dreams while I was in college with travel, and I pretty much applied that then to my business. It's so funny because I do have a travel podcast that I'm trying to record, and in fact, before I left to Dubai yesterday, I promised to put out a podcast episode for this week, and I landed from Costa Rica the night before, and I had a 12-hour layover, and I was so dedicated. I pulled out my microphone, I pulled out my computer, I wasn't feeling the live stream thing. And probably should have, because I feel like I do so much better when I have, you know, quote unquote, an audience. I don't know why. It's like this live energy. I just feed off of it. I just feed off of your comments, even though I'm not reading them in the moment. I know that they're coming up and I really feed off of your emojis and hearts. So thank you so much for all of the feedback that you guys give me. But it just wasn't flowing for the life of me. And so there is a podcast episode about travel, and I couldn't figure out why it wasn't flowing out of me. And I realized yesterday on my flight here to Dubai, I have a completely different message that I wanted to deliver to you this week. And it's flowing out of me so much stronger. And it's like, yes, people need to hear that. So bear with me. I will share that podcast episode on how traveling has completely changed my mindset, how I attribute, you know, just all of my travels and seeing the world to the way that I view life, to the way that I view my problems, to the way that I view, you know, solution-oriented thinking, the way I have become a more spontaneous person, the way that I deal with challenges, and so on, and also ways to encourage you that you have no excuses, in that if you want to travel the world, you absolutely can, because I did it on just, I don't know how I did it. I used manifestation. Honest to God, I manifested the crap out of deals on, you know, different airlines and hotels, and I remember being the queen of Expedia. I'm still the queen of Expedia. I just find, like, deals that no other travel agent can ever find. It's so weird, but not weird because I know that I'm totally manifesting it. So anyway, coming back to where my initial point with this podcast episode. So I am back in Dubai and it's like a completely different world because 5 years ago I had no money. I was saving every single penny. I actually for like there's a lot of activities, and I'm looking out the window right now because it is 6 a.m. so the sun just came up, and I remember saying no to so many things that I wanted to do here because I had to pick and choose between doing this or doing that, doing this, doing that. It was just so either or because that's all I could work with. That was, you know, I had to prioritize my money. And so having more income now, having more success now, being able to spend freely because I have structured investment plan for myself, a savings plan for myself. The business has grown so much. So now Brendan and I are like, okay, let's invest a little more in travel and just enjoy our lives and enjoy, just enjoy our 20s before we have kids. Like, when we have kids, things are going to change. So why are we being so rigid and coming from the perspective of as if we're 50 years old and about to retire, right? Because sometimes I get so stuck. And quite honestly, Brendan and I will have conversations where I'm like, Brendan, are we investing enough? Are we saving enough? Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, calm down, Catherine. You're only 25 years old. You can enjoy your life a little bit. So this whole podcast episode is inspired by my age, okay? This podcast episode is inspired by my age, a couple of reactions that I got about my age, and a message to you, really, about why there is no rush in being successful. I feel like so many of us are just rushed in being successful. Like, we have this timeline, like this arbitrary timeline that comes from God knows where, who knows where it comes from, and we feel like we get extra brownie points. Like, we feel like there's an extra achievement or extra accolade that shows up when we achieve a certain goal by a certain time, by a certain age. And if we're not where we think we should be by that certain age, then we are a failure. So yesterday we're on our flight, and Brennan and I decided to, we're actually initially flying coach to Dubai, because that's part of our wealthy now, wealthy later principle. We wanted to have extra money that we could spend to really celebrate my birthday in Dubai. But then I found an awesome, unbelievable, super cheap business class upgrade. And I was like, okay, thank you, universe, for this gift. I will take this gift gladly. And so there's a photo I posted of myself yesterday because I celebrated my birthday on the plane. And I turned 26 yesterday, or technically still today, depending on where in the world you are. I'm still celebrating my birthday on the 16th. Actually, it is my employee's Londa's birthday today. So I got to wish her a happy birthday. It's still the 15th where she lives. Okay, guys, sorry. Anyway, getting distracted here. So I posted a photo of myself just talking about, you know, how I just turned 26, or I'm turning 26 on this flight, and blah, 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 how this year has been so transformative for me. It's been really a year of growth, like mental growth. It's been a very successful year. I think my 25th year has been the best year yet, but it's also been mentally challenging, you guys. I think I've gotten in my way more times in this year than I've ever gotten in my way. I have overthought things. I struggled with imposter syndrome for about 8 months out of this year. I really kept asking myself the question of, who am I to lead these people? Who am I to inspire these people? Do I even know what I'm talking about? And literally, I have results in my life. I have proof in my own life. I have proof in my students' lives. I have proof in Brennan's life, like my family, friends, students, that everything that I teach absolutely works. But then I would get so caught up in the haters. I would get so caught up in the negative comments. I would get so caught up in people just projecting their limitations at me, causing me to question myself and question my teachings. And although I don't make that public, you guys, I'm just making it public now. You know, my mastermind knows this, and people who are really close to me will know that I freaking had a mental struggle in this year. So my 25th year. And so I feel like I've grown so much, learned so many new things, learned that, honest to God, I feel like I learned 100% that everything is a mindset this year. And I know that everything is a mindset, and that's what I talk about all the time, but I really learned that, like, life is a mindset. Age is a mindset. Success is a mindset. Money is a mindset. You know, love is a mindset. Everything is a mindset. It just depends on how you view the world, the perspective that you're coming from, and what you're choosing to focus on, and how you're choosing to feel, whatever thoughts you're choosing to tune into. Because, you guys, we have a crazy amount of thoughts 24/7 going on, and most of the thoughts aren't even our own thoughts. Because think about it, we all have the same thoughts. We all think we're not good enough. We all think we're unlovable. We all think that, you know, we should be here by this age, and we just pick up all of these thoughts, these ancient thoughts that come from, you know, back in the day when we needed to live in tribes or live in caves to survive and pay attention to all the tigers and lions and bears, oh my, making sure that we're constantly protected, surviving, and safe. And so we are still tuning into those thoughts, and those thoughts are just floating around us, and it just depends on what you're choosing to focus on, and those are the thoughts that you're going to tune into. So lost my train of thought for a second. Sorry, I'm talking really fast today. I think I'm just super excited. But long story short, so I posted my photo yesterday on Instagram, and I got a lot of interesting reactions about my age. So a lot of people were like shocked that I'm, you know, well, I was 25, now I'm 26, so I'm only 26 years old. A lot of people were shocked. A lot of people said it was a huge inspiration to them. And then I got a few comments from people saying that it is really depressing that I am so young and they are X age and I'm more successful than them. And that breaks my heart, because I am of the belief, this is something I really had to work on, I'm of the belief that someone else's success does not mean your failure. I think that we get so caught up in this comparisonitis of looking at people on Instagram and finding out their metrics, right? Oh, she's this tall, she weighs this much, she looks this way, she's this age, you know, very similar to mine. Uh-oh, like she's more successful than me, or she's already married, or she already has kids, or, you know, she started a business, her business has already taken off, we're in the same exact business, oh my God, she's already a six-figure earner, she's already a seven-figure earner, and I'm not. And we get so caught up in thinking that someone else's success means automatically that we have failed, when their success is absolutely meaningless to our life. And honestly, my own success should be meaningless to my life, in the sense that there should be a neutrality to it. And then I get to choose what that means to me. I don't have to care about what it means to someone else. I don't have to worry about what it means to someone else. But I should be focused on what it means to me. And you should be focused on what your success or where you are in your life means to you, and what other people's success means to you. And I hope that you choose the thought, and I hope you choose the belief, that someone else's success means that it's also possible for you. When you see someone achieve something that you want for yourself, I hope that you see it as inspiration, rather than, you know, whatever they have means that you can't have it, or whatever they have means that they've already achieved it and so you're behind them. You know, you're in last place, or you're in second place, or whatever it means to you. So I got a comment. I wanted to read a couple comments that I got. One of them is literally what inspired this podcast. So even though she apologized for her complaint rant at the end, I'm super grateful for this comment, because now I have this podcast episode for you guys. I feel like this is the content that is supposed to flow through me, especially for this week. Even though I sat down, you guys, and recorded 10 times, I'm not even kidding, I pushed the record button and then deleted my podcast recording after like 30 seconds because it just wasn't flowing. I was trying to talk about how traveling changed my life, and then I was talking about how to change your past, how to change the meaning of your past, which are both really important topics, and I'm still going to record them, but it just wasn't flowing through me. So thank you so much. I'm going to keep everyone anonymous, but thank you so much for these comments, because you are the reason, and hopefully this episode helps you, but you're the reason that I get to put this content out. And honestly, like, you guys, my content is based on your questions, based on your comments, based on your DMs, based on your encouragement, your support, everything. I read everything. And although it's impossible for me sometimes to respond to every single comment, respond to every single DM, please don't think that your support just floats into a black hole or floats into the abyss. My team either reads it or I read it. I know my team is really good at responding, especially if you email something. But with the comments, as you can understand, it gets a little hectic. It's just me on my social media. People think I have a social media manager. I don't. It's just me. Okay, so here's a comment. Whoa, happy birthday. Didn't know you were so young. I guess this should be inspiring, but right now it's not. I just turned 28. And I'm in no way anywhere near this level. I was passed on for a promotion I deserved that I could have gotten, that could have gotten me to this level. And I work 2 part-time retail jobs and barely make enough to survive. I have a bachelor's in everything. I read your book on how to manifest $1,000 and I couldn't manifest shit. I follow your page for inspiration, but to see this made me feel like shit. So my birthday post made someone else feel like shit. Again, that's the whole belief that someone else's success means your failure. I follow your page for inspiration, but to see this made me feel like shit. It's like everyone is doing better than me, way better. Sorry for the complaining rant. I am a huge believer that the less you focus on other people, the less you focus on other people's advice, the less you focus on other people's opinions, the happier you will be and also the more successful. Because what most people are doing isn't your path. What the masses are doing isn't your path. So stop listening to the masses. I wanted to share you guys. And it's very interesting because, yes, I'm very young. Yes, I'm, 26, even though I don't see myself as young. I see myself as normal. I don't know. I just, like, this is my life, right? So I see myself as normal. And for a lot of people, it's, like, super inspirational, blah, blah, blah. You're so young. You have so much wisdom. Oh, my God. You know, like, how are you so young? Blah, blah, blah. Like, those are the comments that I got. And I just want to remind you guys that, yes, I'm extremely, incredibly lucky to have discovered the law of attraction and discovered manifestation at the age of 16. So, yes, at the age of 16, I came across this book. When some people come across it at 40, some people come across it at 30. Maybe I am your first kind of introduction to the world of manifestation, which is freaking cool if it is. And I'm constantly working on more content for newbies, especially. So if you go to my Instagram post on @manifestationbabe, I am working really hard on just explaining how this works and explaining how you can apply it to your life in the simplest and easiest way so that, it doesn't have to be complex. You don't have to get lost. You don't have to, get overwhelmed with all the information out there. Yes, even though I am young, I want to remind you guys that I have been doing this mindset work for 10 years. So I have known about the law of attraction and manifestation for 10 effing years. And for 8 of them, the most I could ever manifest in my life, the most bandwidth I had in terms of where my mindset was in the last decade up until about 2-3 years ago, if you know my story, is just really good travel deals. I had no freaking clue in this entire universe how to apply it to money because I had so much resistance around money. And I think to myself in divine timing, and I think to myself like, okay, what would a 16-year-old do with the kind of money that I'm earning now? What would a 16-year-old do with the kind of recognition I get now? What would a 16-year-old do with the kind of traveling opportunities that I get now? Probably not appreciate it as much. Probably take it for granted. Probably buy something stupid. Probably spend all her money. And so it's a really good thing that this whole manifestation of my vision from, as early as 16 years old, because that's when I discovered that it's really important to have a vision for your life. And I saw myself traveling the world. I saw myself having money. I saw myself being in love. I saw myself I actually never saw myself owning a business. That's news to me. I never saw myself ever as a business owner. I thought I would be a successful surgeon or a successful doctor working for someone else, working for a hospital or working for, I never saw myself as a business owner. It's crazy. So thank God that this all unfolded in divine timing. Thank God it took me 10 years to get here. Right? Yes, I'm still young and I get that. But at the same time, you have to understand that we all have a very special journey in getting here. And whether you come across your success at the age of 30, at the age of 40, at the age of 50, at the age of 60, at the age of 70, 80, it doesn't matter. I want you to have such a grand vision for yourself that you don't even want to be in your prime until you're 90 years old. And I think that a lot of people are looking for their prime at 25. But if you're already at your prime at 25 and it's downhill from here, what's the point? You should be having such a grand vision that literally it will take you 75 years to get there. And that doesn't mean that epic things won't unfold along the way, because I have this vision for myself and I know that I'm going to be in my prime when I'm 90 years old. It doesn't mean I can't enjoy my success now. It doesn't mean I can't be successful now. And so taking this time crunch off of your, whatever the age you expect to be successful by, The moment you take that time pressure off, the faster you will get it. When you are so attached to your outcome, you will resist it. This goes with manifesting anything. The more obsessed you are in a negative way, the only obsession you should ever have is excitement about it being already done. The fact that you have it in your mind and in your imagination means it's already done, because energetically, it can't be already done if you can't imagine it. So the fact that you can imagine it means that energetically, it's already there. Energetically, it's already put in your timeline. It's just a matter of when it will unfold, depending on the lessons that you need to pick up along the way. Why do you think lottery winners go bankrupt? Why do you think lottery winners spend all their money away? First of all, it's very unfamiliar to them. And second of all, they don't pick up wisdom along the way. They don't learn any lessons on the way to that money. It just falls in their lap. And you guys see what happens when success just falls in your lap and you don't learn anything on the path there. You take it for granted. You destroy it. You get rid of it. Your subconscious mind is like, what the hell is going on? So thank your subconscious mind for picking up lessons along the way, so that, you know, by the time you get there, you actually get to keep it. So be grateful. Be super grateful that you have this journey, because when you finally get there, you will get to keep it. You will have picked up lessons. You will have picked up wisdom. You will have picked up the right connections, the right people will enter your life. You'll have the right knowledge, you know, what to do with this money, what to do with this new boyfriend that I'm madly in love with, what to do with these new kids that I have, what to do. You'll be so grateful that you have the lessons along the way so that you're ready for it. And I know this pissed me off when my friend Stephanie told me this 3 years ago. She said, success will come your way when you're ready for it, Catherine. And that pissed me off, because at this time I was building an online business, you guys. Manifestation Babe is my second online business. So I've had an online business before, and it was in the health and fitness industry. I was involved in MLM and network marketing, if you're familiar with that. And I had crickets for 2 years, you guys. The most I ever made in that business was $1,000 to $1,500 a month. And I think the number that I'm giving you involves the supplementation from my 9-to-5 job at that time too. So I think that alone in that income, the most I ever made was like $800 to $1,000 a month. And, you know, you guys see like my numbers growing and my following growing and this growing and that growing. And oh my God, it's amazing. But for 2 years in my other online business, the one that I wasn't fully aligned with, the one that I learned all of my lessons from about myself, about my purpose, about what I'm supposed to be doing, about my worth, about, you know, really putting manifestation, law of attraction into practice and figuring out how to master it for myself. In that journey, I had crickets. No one gave a shit about my posts. No one gave a shit. I think I sent like an email broadcast out, because I was trying to, like, I was learning a lot from Shalene Johnson at the time about list building. And I think I sent like my email list an email. I remember this specifically because they're like, you know, the gold's in the email list, you know, give your email list value, give them something, whatever the message was. And I remember putting it to practice so excitedly and realizing that, you know, basically half my email list unsubscribed from that email. And I'll get like, you know, even though my Instagram profile did grow to 10,000 followers, and that's a lot. At the same time, I grew that Instagram. I posted 5 times a day, every single day for 2 years straight. And with Manifestation Babe, I've pretty much been doing Manifestation Babe for as long as I did Beachbody. And the numbers are so much grander than that. But it's because I took my lessons from Beachbody, my wisdom from Beachbody, my heartbreaks and hardships from Beachbody, and I applied it to Manifestation Babe. And it just so happens that I realized, thank goodness, that my purpose is in mindset. My purpose is in coaching people on their mindset. My purpose is in inspiring others on what's possible for them. We're working on a new website for Manifestation Babe right now, and my tagline is, there's so much more out there for you, and you've barely scratched the surface. And I believe that to my very core. I believe that no matter where you are, if you're already successful right now, I promise you there's so much more out there for you. You have barely scratched the surface. And if you are struggling right now, let me just tell you again, there's so much more out there for you and you've barely scratched the surface. And that's like my core belief and my core message. I believe that there's just so much more out there, and we get so caught up in this current reality. We get so caught up in our problems. We get so caught up in what's going wrong. We get so caught up in how much more we have left to go. We get so caught up in other people's version of success and where everyone else is, when we have to realize that we have so much more to give. We have so much more to receive, and our journey is special. It's unique to us. And I just want to make sure that you understand that nothing showed up for me for 8 years, you guys, but I didn't give up. And so I don't want you to give up either. I also don't want you to mistake age for a guarantee of where you should be and what you should be doing by that age. So I want to share two amazing posts. So, you know, I picked up, I think one of the women is age 50 now, and I think the other is 45. Okay, so if you are that age, I hope this inspires you. And if you're younger than this age, then know that you still have so much more to come. And if you're older than this age, just know that age is a mindset, okay? All right, so here's a comment. Finished college at 25, engaged at 38, opened my own business at 38, moved to New York City at 38 when everyone said I was crazy, broke off engagement at 39 and accepted I may never get married or have kids, and upon acceptance got really happy. Accidentally met my future hubby at 42, got married at 43, got pregnant at 43 after being told it wasn't possible. Just turned 50 and still manifesting, changing, and risking. Now intentionally focusing on what truly, honestly matters to me, my family, travel, career, and having fun. That is amazing. I really love this comment. And another one that I got was, made my first movie when I was 37, which won 2 awards at Sundance. Had my first baby at 39, plus my second at 44, both totally naturally. Published my first book this year, 45. Never let age define you and never think it's too late. It's your life. When you're ready, it will happen. And this was in response actually to a post I made, pretty much talking a little bit about what I'm sharing with you on this podcast. Obviously, I'm going way more into depth in this podcast episode, but I got a lot of great comments from people who really, especially when you're older, you really understand that age is just a mindset and anything is possible at any single age. I want to make sure that you're not getting married in a rush. You're not starting a business in a rush. Don't get your promotion or try to master your career in a rush. Don't have kids in a rush. Like, follow your intuition, because your intuition will lead you down the path that's fastest for you. And if you get caught up in someone else's path and you're like, oh crap, I'm like, you know, 43, I'm supposed to have kids by now because, you know, blah, 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 blah. There's a belief system that, you know, women after 40 are unable to have children and blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, like, your body will tell you when you're ready. Your mind will tell you when you're ready. Your intuition will tell you when you're ready. If you have no interest in starting a business right now, great. It is not meant for you. At least not right now. If you are really itching and excited to start a business right now, great. That means it's meant for you right now. I believe that nothing comes in your vicinity. Nothing comes into your heart unless you have every single resource, tool, and capability to manifest it into your life. I believe that the universe is not a tease. I believe that what is brought to you is always meant for you. I believe that there is no such thing as a coincidence. There's no such thing as an accident. There is only divine timing. And there's only synchronicity. And everything is always unfolding in the most perfect way at the most perfect time. And I want you to start seeing today as a brand new beginning. Rather than, oh my God, like, Catherine's only 26 and I'm, you know, 43 and holy crap, she's further along than me, or whatever might be going through your mind, or whatever. As you can see from the especially the first comment that I read, like, that went through someone's mind. Instead of looking at it that way, I want you to start seeing today as a brand new beginning and that you have your whole life ahead of you. And just FYI, you guys, Obviously, you know that I'm involved in a lot of Tony Robbins events, and in some of his Platt-only events, he brings along people who talk about longevity and people who talk about the science advancements and the technological advancements. And literally, our lifespan is supposed to increase to like easily 130 years old. And so you really do still have your entire life ahead of you, even if you're 90 years old right now. And think about it, if your lifespan increased to 130, that's still another 40 years to accomplish everything that you want. But I have to say that if you don't step outside your comfort zone today, and if you don't take action, like obviously you need to take action, you need to go out there, you need to commit to your vision, you need to be unapologetic about it, you need to start doing something. You need to start giving, you need to start, you know, taking action towards your dreams in order for it to manifest. So of course you have to do that, but don't put that pressure on yourself to have results. You know, give it all you got. I have been giving it all I got for the last, you know, let's say I started with Beachbody to really like understand the stuff and really commit to being an inspiration to people. It's been, what, 5 years for me now? I've been giving it all I got for 5 freaking years. You have to keep showing up. You have to be consistent. I promise there's a reward on the other side. And I believe that, you know, sometimes the longer it takes, the more you appreciate it. And so whether it happens quickly for you or not, I want you to appreciate that journey. I want you to celebrate every single step along the way. And let me tell you, I do not get any special accolades or any brownie points for being 26 and having achieved what I've achieved. It is all for me. It is all to show you what's possible. And in my own life, it's not like I walk around with a sign on my forehead. It's not like I have a tattoo that says, hey, I'm 26 and successful. You know, are you? Like, it's just for me. I'm still a human being. It's the meaning I give to my success that's important to me. And I want you to reframe that meaning for yourself. Give it a new meaning. Give someone else's success a new meaning and what that means to you. Give your own journey a new meaning and remind yourself that in divine timing, everything will unfold. And just to give you a hack, the more you put a time pressure on your goals and dreams, the more you put a time pressure on your vision, the longer it will take. And that's just true for manifestation, because when you're putting yourself in a time pressure, you don't actually believe it's possible. You're actually focusing on the lack, on the what if it doesn't happen. And the moment you just start focusing on the vision and literally get to this place where you're at peace with yourself on whether it takes you 10 years, 20 years, or 2 years, when you're at peace with it, probably it might take 20 years, but when you're at peace with that, you guys, that it actually happens in 2 years. It actually happens 10 times faster than you can ever imagine. And I believe that my success, you know, came quickly, and I'm putting up air quotes because that's people's perceptions, right? That's just a perception. That's just the meaning that we're giving it. The reason why I've been able to achieve so much in the last 3 years is because I took off the time pressure. I didn't care if I made it by the age of 30. I don't care if I made it by the age of 40. Yes, it's really nice, but it's not necessary for you to appreciate your life. It's not necessary for you to be fulfilled. It is not necessary for you to be happy. And I believe that that's all that matters. So I have an action step for you guys for this podcast episode, as I always do, because I was like, what's the action step? So your action step is to celebrate where you are right now. Now, seriously, I'm not even joking. Get up and start jumping up and down and be like, woohoo, I made it. Just be grateful for being alive. Just be grateful that everything unfolded perfectly for you to get to exactly where you are today. You're alive. You're breathing. You can see me. You can hear me. So that means you have eyesight. You know, if you're watching me live, you're able to read the comments. You're able to listen to me. You have ears. You're breathing. Like, there's so much to celebrate. And the faster you can get into celebrating what you have right now, I promise you, the universe will give you more. There's so much to learn about manifestation here. You know, take off that time pressure and be grateful for you are right now. And I know it's so much easier said than done. Trust me, I had my moments where I was really pissed off with not achieving things faster than I thought I should. I've been there. Why do you think I'm talking about this? I don't talk about anything that I haven't personally struggled with. I don't talk about anything that I don't personally think of or believe or have believed at some point. I've been there too. And so please, please, please celebrate where you are right now. And also, I'm going to give you guys an affirmation. And the affirmation is, I'm in the right place at the right time. My dreams are unfolding perfectly right now. I'm in the right place at the right time. My dreams are unfolding perfectly right now. And then bonus affirmation, because I have to say it, this is my affirmation that I've been saying for the last 3 years, and it's been working beautifully for me so far. So if you want to take it, please take it, have it, keep it, repeat it. My success is okay. I got to start over. I just butchered it. My success is inevitable and I'm always on the right path. My success is inevitable and I'm always on the right path. Your success is inevitable as long as you believe it is. So maybe this is a wake-up call for you to create a new belief system for yourself. Maybe it's a wake-up call for you to start telling yourself a different story, start giving life a different meaning. Because what's the point in spending so much time feeling like shit all the time? Life is, yes, it's long, but it's also really, really short. Or it's also really short and also really long. Like, you do have a lot of time, but at the same time, I get it. You never know when you're going to die, right? I get it. Like, we have a limited time here on this planet. But, you know, if you are constantly feeling like crap every single day, that's going to cause you stress. And stress is actually going to shorten your life. And you're going to have a lower quality of life. You're not going to enjoy anything. So then what's the point of being here if you're not going to enjoy anything? What's the point of being here if you're going to be pissed off and stressed out? So please, please, please go back into that space of gratitude. Because I know it's like, I'm like a broken record with it. And I know every other self-help junkie out there is talking about gratitude. But you guys, I used to write off gratitude. I used to roll my eyes and be like, whatever. Gratitude, cool. Cool story, bro. Just give me the money, right? Cool story, bro. Just give me the success that I want. But in the last 3 years, when I really sit down to think about it, it's been gratitude that's changed my life. And anytime, all the live long day, I am thanking the universe, thanking God, thanking, you know, whoever exists out there, whoever you believe in. I respect all religions, all faiths. I have no judgments whatsoever. Whatever you believe in, I want you to literally start thanking for your fingernails, for your fingers, for your hands, for your arms, for your eyes, for your eyelashes, for your hair, for the lamp that's next to you, for the counter, the fact that you have a smartphone. Like, there's just so much to be grateful for. And now the sun is shining, well, kind of, in Dubai, and it looks like a very beautiful day. And so I can appreciate that. I can appreciate the skyline. And yes, the more you appreciate the smaller things, the faster the bigger things come. And then you can appreciate the bigger things too. And just appreciate yourself and love yourself, have compassion for yourself, and be patient. I think that that's something not talked about in the world of manifestation. I think that there's a message out there that talks about, focuses way too much on instant gratification. And I have to pull in the reins and say that patience will get you your dreams 10 times faster than believing in instant gratification. Because when you're patient, you're at peace with the divine timing of your outcome. And when you are at peace with the divine timing of the outcome, the universe will give you your thing so much faster because you're completely unattached. And also because you know you're so certain of the outcome, you can pretty much wait forever, but you won't. I promise you won't wait forever. But when you're so certain of the outcome, you know that it's just a matter of X amount of days, X amount of hours, X amount of years for it to manifest into your life. But I promise you once more, I'm going to say it again, that the faster you let go of that time pressure, the faster it will come. And there is no rush in being successful. Absolutely no rush. And it doesn't matter how old you are. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, go ahead and screenshot this right now. Tag me on Instagram and let me know what you thought of this episode. Was it inspiring to you? Did it help you? Did it help relieve you? You know, my goal with this podcast, I always set an intention, and my goal with this one is to relieve people of this pressure, just to help you feel so much better and really appreciate where you are. I probably said appreciate where you are 10 times, but seriously, I mean it. So let me know what you thought. Send me some feedback. I'm still doing a review contest. Well, it's not really a contest, but if you leave me a review on iTunes, And screenshot that review. So I recommend screenshotting it before you send it in, because I believe when you send it, iTunes has to approve it. And then it'll post like in a couple days. So screenshot it, send it to my team at hello@manifestationbabe.com, and I will send you a free manifestation hypnosis. It's literally a 10-minute long hypnosis. Really good stuff. I send you instructions so you know when to play it, how to play it, what to do with it. And it's just my gift for your support. And it's just my gift for you guys listening to me every single week. Those of you who are live with me right now, let me know what you thought in the comments. Give me some feedback. Let me know how you feel. And I love you guys so much. My intention is to put out another episode so that I'm on time with the podcast episodes. But I am going to India, and I've never been to India, and I have no idea what the Wi-Fi situation is. I'm also going to the spiritual trip with Tony Robbins, and that's going to be like a massive, just all day long seminar. So I can't promise that I'll even be online during that time. I'm going to take as much time as I need to enjoy this, to appreciate where I am right now and just have a good time. But back in November, when I come back home in November, that whole month, I'm actually launching Manifestation Babe Academy again, which was literally probably the most successful just course I've ever done in June. It was probably my favorite launch ever, just in terms of like the group, the vibe, how mind-blowing the information was for so many people, what came through me to make that course. And also, it's a very relatively affordable price point too. So it's basically my manifestation university. It's your MBA in manifesting and a PhD in results. So I'm going to help you get results finally with this whole law of attraction and manifestation thing. So I'm committed to launching that, which means I'm going to spend a lot of time at home behind my computer, which means more content, more live streaming, more podcasting, etc. Okay, guys, I love you so freaking much. Please have the most fantastic day. Have the most fantastic week. And I'll see you soon. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep up with the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by searching @ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.